My name's Alexander Pankhurst, and I'm playing Jack in Staying Alive.
What do we know about Jack at the start of the play?
He is a friend of Mary's, who is the protagonist. They've been friends since university, but that kind of comes out as the play progresses. You don't know that from the get-go. And it's not as comfortable as old friends usually are.
That sounds like a really unusual dynamic. They've known each other a long time, but it's not comfortable, and it's men and women, it's not romantic. Is it unusual for you to play a character like that?
I think the play in general is something that I've never done anything like before. Usually the character arc is a lot more obvious, but with this, because there is history and it briefly flicks back to that history, so you get to see how they were and how they did function and how well they functioned together, and then you see them later down the line in the present just not functioning at all, and that is going to be a challenge for me as an actor, to try and really convey that sense that yes, they do know each other, they know each other very well, but it's in a weird period where they where Jack just simply doesn't know how to deal with Mary because she's grieving so heavily.
So let's circle back round to the beginning, I suppose. You saw Staying Alive in January, didn't you, at the showcase?
Yes, yeah, I did. I saw it at the showcase and was blown away by the writing, the acting. Everything was really, really spot on. Just a really, really good performance. And for me as an individual, I always know when I'm watching something that I'm really enjoying because I want to be up on stage with them. So to now actually have that opportunity to do so is, one, daunting because I know it was really good, so I don't want to be the guy that messes it up. But at the same time, you get a chance to be like, I can play with this, I can do this, and that's really exciting for me.
If my memory serves me correctly, this is the second production you've done with Blackshaw that originated at a Blackshaw New Writing Night? Because Ghostfinder went through the same route.
That is correct. Yeah, that is absolutely correct.
Do you think
you're
particularly drawn to new writing?
I wouldn't have said so in the past, no. I don't think it would have been something that I would have said was on my radar as something that I'm drawn towards. So getting an opportunity to work in so much new writing has made me much more excited about it. And it's nice being able to go up to people and say, I'm going to be in a piece of new writing. And you can see the look on some people's faces like, oh, new writing, I don't know if I should go and see that because it's new and it might be really edgy. It's like, it's a really cracking story. I've seen it before. It's tried, it's tested. You're going to love it. Come on down and see it. So that's really nice to be able to enthuse about a project like that.
So do you think that's because you can be generally more experimental, or is it maybe something to do with feeling like you've originated a character?
For me, acting is all about playing, especially with Blackshaw, the way in which they operate. There's no set guidelines, so you don't go in and go, right, we want you to do this, this and this. They're like, right, this is a character, run with it, we'll help you, guide you, shape it with you, and hopefully something good comes out of it at the end. I think the experimentation and being able to have free reign over something that's completely untouched, obviously now it has been touched, which makes it just rubbish for me now, obviously.
It's just a little smudge. It's
yeah,
not
just
like
a smudge, you know.
Full, kneading.
Yeah, but no. Looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it.
Great. Well, so are we. We're glad to have you in yet another Blackshaw show. Thanks very much.
Not a problem at all.